Welcome to Shulchan Bachshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachas Daf Nun Aleph. In Amud Beis, the Mishnah tells us that if a Kohen Gadol died and they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol, so then, according to one opinion, the Yorshim, his children, have to pay for the Minchas Chavitim. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumidim Musafim Perek Gimel Lachach of Beis, when he brings this, according to one Girsa in the Rambam, he says, so the Yorshim have to bring Yisor and Sholem Avur Kaparosoi for the Kaparo of the Kohen Gadol. A similar lashon is brought down in Rabbeinu Gershom LeKamon in Daf Nun Beis. So the Migdash David in Simon Lamed or his Beis asks, what do you mean? There's no Kaparo after Misa. The Kohen Gadol is not here anymore. What does the Rambam mean to say there's a Kaparo for the Kohen Gadol? So it says in Mikdash David, the obligation of the Kohen Gadol to bring Chavitin is, so to speak, a contract that he did when he became a Kohen Gadol, that he is responsible for all the Chavitim until the next Kohen Gadol is being appointed. And there is a Shibud on the Nechosim. His properties, his assets, are responsible for the Chavitim until the next Kohen Gadol, so the Yorshim have to bring it to fulfill the obligation of their father. And this connects beautifully to the Avnei Nezer and Yerideh Simon Shin Yud Beis. That Simon speaks about Yerusha and Rabbanus and Dayanus, you know, the fact that children could continue the position of their father. And within the very long tshuva, the Avnei Nezer points out that there's a difference between a child, a son of a king, and a son of a Kohen Gadol. As we saw in the Gemara in her years, there's no Meshicha of Shem and Mishcha on a son of a king, unless there's a machlekes. So if a king was nifter, automatically his son becomes king without any mishicha. But a Kohen Gadol, if a Kohen Gadol is nifter, so in order to appoint the next Kohen Gadol, you must do a mishicha, even if we're talking about a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. Explains the Avnei Nezer. When a king dies, automatically he's not a king. There's no kingdom, there's no malchus b'yom ha'mavos. And he brings in the Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, that says that a king, when David HaMelech was running away from his son of Shalom, he did not bring a korban of a king. When a king makes a mistake, he brings a korban. He brought a seiro like a hedrit. Meaning, a melech is only a melech once, as long as he's operating as a king. Once he's not a king anymore, if he's, for a certain time, he's taking a break, or he's nifter, he died, he's not a king anymore. But a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol stays with the Kedusha forever. If a Kohen Gadol is choite, they give him malchus, ve'ein ma'avim v'tomim gdulosoi. And he brings what it says in the Yerushalmi, in Hormirs, it says, Omar amano, k'tiv k'neze mishchan eloi kavolov, k'vichol ani b'kdushosi v'arim k'dushosok. Aaron presents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same in the Kedusha v'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chalila is being removed, also Aaron and Kohen's Kedusha always stays. Says the Avnei Nezer, when a Kohen Gadol is nifter, he's continuing to do karbonis upstairs in the Shemaim, in the Bisamigdash Shemalo. And then he brings our Mishnah. He says, when Kohen Gadol dies, the Yorish of the continue bringing Minchas Chavitim. So he says, what's the pshat? Because the Kohen Gadol continue to operate as a Kohen Gadol even after his Ptira. Even when he's not here, there's still operation, he's still there. So he says, Yerusha is Shayach only when someone is not here anymore. So his inheritance goes down to the next generation. If you have a melech who dies, automatically goes to his son. But a Kohen Gadol is continuing to operate. So for there, if you want his child to be a Kohen Gadol, you have to appoint him again. So you have to do a new Shemen HaMishcha. This is the Chiddush HaGadol by Kohen Gadol, that he always remains with the Kedusha. If he's alive or not alive, the Kedusha remains. This daf is learned on Purim. And on Purim, we have a inyan. That there was a chiddush, there was a mischadish of Purim, as the Ramban tells us in Shabbos Daf Peches. Am Yisrael felt that there's a churban beis hamikdash. There's no nevuah, there's no uvetumim. So the churah, there's no more Am Yisrael. The chiddush of Purim is that we, regardless and without all the nitzotzei kedusha, without all the life being appearing in this world of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. The kedusha always remains. In a similar idea, concept, like we have the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, even after his Ptiri, he's still there. Am Yisrael, even after the Galus and the Churban, there's still the Gedusha, they're still alive together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when you can't see it on the surface. Purim shows that the Hemshech is alive or not so alive. There's always the Gdusha, there's always that connection. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.